going to now, and I'm going to look forward to that. I haven't talked to Larry since Big Iron, as he was manning the North Dakota Corn Growers booth, handing out popcorn, shaking hands, and visiting with everybody. Larry Hoffman, Wheatland, North Dakota Corn Grower, Director at Large on the North Dakota Corn Growers Board. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon, Mick.
And you're, Blair tells me you're in a soybean combine today. What? How things going there?
Things are going fine. Pretty good soybeans.
But give us a ballpark figure on the yield, if you can do that.
It varies due to soil type, from the high 50s to the low 30s.
All right. And was Mother Nature kind to you out there around Wheatland, North Dakota, western Cass County? Was this kind of a struggle? And I know there's a few hail strips that went through your neighborhood. Did they miss you?
It was kind to us this year.
Good.
Mother Nature looked on us very favorably.
All right. Larry, what's important for North Dakota corn growers? What's on the front burner for you these days?
Well, for me, I'm on the National Research Committee. Research and utilization of corn products is very important. For North Dakota corn, with the good production we're going to have, or it looks like we're going to have good production, it's fine uses to utilize all that production so we don't have a stockpile.
If you're on that committee, you must have been involved with getting the National Ag Genotyping Center in Fargo.
I was part of the group, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
That must have been an interesting procedure to be involved in.
It was a very, very interesting procedure. A lot of people believe in it and worked very hard to secure it for North Dakota. And hopefully for our generation and generations to come, it'll be a very positive addition to the state.
Now, they had an open house, I think it was week before. Were you able to be there?
Yes, it was more or less just a walk through. The grand opening will be in March when we have a lab director in place, the project director is in place, and one technician, and we're hiring staff. We hope to start doing assays about the first of the year.
All right. And tell us a little bit about those assays. What can a corn producer or any type of farmer learn from those?
The assay was developed by Department of Homeland Security at Los Alamos National Laboratories in New Mexico to prevent or to catastrophes from happening. Mm-hmm. So when after it was developed, it was decided that it was too important to keep as a top secret issue, and that it should be put out to the public. So the National Laboratory approached National Corn Growers, which has a DNA sequencing for corn done at that time, to see if they were interested in developing tests that would determine parental lines, diseases, effects of insects and chemicals on corn. Mm-hmm. And it was found that it would do it to all the crops that we have. And so hopefully it'll... And what's unique about the test that was developed in Los Alamos is that instead of testing for one item and taking a week to determine what it is, it should have a 24-hour turnaround once the assay is developed.
That's going to be awesome for producers who, whether, you know, if you have, is this iron chlorosis deficiency? Or what else is causing my beans or corn to turn yellow, or anything? People,
leaf diseases, you know, yeah. Soil-borne pathogens. The test will develop an assay, and it'll be put out to your crop consultant, who'll carry a kit with him, and he'll be able to determine a lot of that stuff right on the spot rather than having it to send it into a lab someplace and get about a 48 to 72 hour turnaround to have instantaneous results.
So this won't mean the end for crop consultants or the end for the AgVice or other labs, is it?
No, it should just enhance their ability to make better decisions. It's a grassroots laboratory. It's a non-for-profit lab, so that if AgVice or a soil consultant has a problem out there, he can come to them and say, "Well, you develop this assay for me that I can use to help my customers determine what's causing an economic loss or something like that."
Sure, yeah. Not for profit, just like a few farms this year.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, it's run by a farmer, so I guess that's probably why it's that way. But it's a non-for-profit, but it can have for-profit spin-offs, like the kits that the soil consultants or crop consultants carry will be sold by a company for a fee, and that'll generate a profit for a company, and then some of that profit goes back to run the lab.
What will be the cost of these assays? A farmer can just do a quick test on his crop and find out those results immediately. What's out of pocket? How much would it be, do you know?
Right now, there's an animal identification test that's out there. It costs $500. After the assay is developed, the test should be able to be done for $25.
All right. That's certainly doable.
That is doable, yes.
Yeah, you pull out a $20 bill and to know if something that you need to know on your whole field, that's awesome. Excellent.
Right.
All right. Larry Hoffman, Wheatland, North Dakota farmer. He's on the North Dakota Corn Growers Board. In addition to the National Ag Genotyping Center, what else is on the front burner for corn growers this fall?
Right now, we hired a new director, so it's getting to know him. Getting the plan in place for next year as to what research projects are going to be funded, and looking at enhancing corn production throughout the state. We have some real challenges with getting dry down in the short maturing varieties and get them to yield better, so breeding, diseases, pathogens, there's always something that crops up.
Indeed. Well, you're kind of spearheading that whole research effort, so thank you so much for the work that you do. As far as acreage, we've got about the same. Are you happy that we have about the same amount of acreage of corn in North Dakota this year as in years past, even with the price?
Corn is down a little bit, but mm-hmm. we're happy with what is out there. And seems to be interest for next year, a little more interest. It's a good crop. It's fun to raise, and we look for increased interest next year with a little better market. The market has picked up today, so that's positive. And if you're going into harvest with a positive market, that helps.
Yeah, for sure. And about how far away from harvest are you, Larry?
In my immediate area here, the beans are being finished up. I would say next week you're going to see a lot of guys combining corn.
And you wouldn't, if Jack Frost showed up, you wouldn't kick him off the place, huh?
I would not do that, no. Yeah. He would be quite welcome.
Yeah, and why is it that on a year when you don't want a frost, all of a sudden, bam, there it is around Labor Day, but when you could use a frost or need one, can't seem to buy one anywhere?
That's what keeps farming interesting.
And challenging.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. Well, Larry Hoffman, Wheatland, North Dakota, Director at Large for the North Dakota Corn Growers. Sure appreciate the visit and wish you a safe and happy harvest. And, again, you're almost wrapped up with the beans. I better let you get back in the combine cab. Thanks so much for stopping and visiting with us, Larry.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.